This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. Let's begin with an important announcement from CAL FIRE Mendocino Unit about a prescribed burn in our area. Starting yesterday, Monday, May 27th, through this Friday, May 31st, CAL FIRE will be conducting a vegetation management prescribed burn on the Jackson Demonstration State Forest. This burn aims to treat approximately 100 acres of timber slash and timber understory from the Red Tail Timber Harvest Plan. Jackson Demonstration State Forest is situated along State Highway 20 between the towns of Willits and Fort Bragg. The burn will begin each day around 10 a.m. and conclude by 3 p.m. Prescribed burns are a critical part of California's strategy to reduce wildfire risk and improve forest health. This controlled burn will create a mosaic of burned and unburned areas, enhancing the forest ecosystem and helping to prevent larger, uncontrolled wildfires in the future. Residents in the area may notice smoke and see aircraft overhead during the burn operations. CAL FIRE assures the public that the burn will be conducted under strictly controlled weather and fuel conditions to ensure safety and effectiveness. To learn more about the ongoing efforts to reduce wildfire risk across California, you can visit the CAL FIRE Fuels Reduction Dashboard at fire.ca.gov. For those of you wondering how to prepare your own homes and families for wildfire season, useful tips and resources are available at readyforwildfire.org. Now let's turn to the Mendocino County Superior Court, where last week, 31-year-old Juan Jose Naranjo Rodriguez of Ukiah admitted to his crimes and agreed to a state prison sentence. Juan Naranjo Rodriguez, who was on probation for a prior DUI conviction, was driving on a suspended license in March of 2024 when he once again drove under the influence of alcohol. His blood alcohol levels were alarmingly high, recorded at 0.20 and 0.19. While driving on State Street and turning east on a Talmadge Road, Rodriguez claimed distraction led him to hit a pedestrian. Rather than stopping to help, he fled the scene, later admitting to investigators that he feared getting into more trouble. Good Samaritans rushed to aid the badly injured woman, providing crucial assistance until medical professionals arrived. The victim, who sustained severe injuries, including broken legs, a broken pelvis, loss of hearing, and knocked out teeth, remains in leg braces and wheelchair bound, hoping for a full recovery after multiple surgeries. Rodriguez, still driving his damaged Nissan Versa, was spotted by the California Highway Patrol near Kohl's department store. He was then arrested by the Ukiah Police Department shortly thereafter. Last week, with the help of his counsel and an interpreter, Rodriguez changed his not guilty pleas to no contest. He admitted to felony hit and run, driving causing injury, and feloniously driving a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or greater, causing injury. He also admitted to inflicting great bodily injury on the victim, categorizing this as a violent felony case. To avoid a trial, Rodriguez agreed to a state prison sentence of 60 months. Given the violent nature of his crime, he will only be eligible for early release credits up to 15% of his sentence. This conviction will also count as a future strike if he is convicted of another felony. With the victim and her family present, Mendocino County Superior Court Judge Victoria Shanahan accepted Rodriguez's plea on Thursday afternoon. The final sentencing will take place on July 3, 2024 at 9 a.m. in Department B of the Ukiah Courthouse. And now for exciting news from Hopland. Northern California's acclaimed reggae band Top Shelf is set to release their highly anticipated fourth studio album, New Kind of World, on June 7th. To celebrate, they're hosting a special release event in Hopland at the picturesque Gateway Mendocino's Reggae on the Pond. Top Shelf's new record, New Kind of World, features collaborations with some of Jamaica's top reggae artists and will be available worldwide across all major streaming platforms. Top Shelf describes their album as more than just music, but a journey through the soul of reggae, promising an immersive experience from start to finish. The album release event at Gateway Mendocino's Reggae on the Pond is not to be missed. Nestled in the heart of Hopland, the venue offers a beautiful setting for a night of live music and celebrations. With tickets at $20, available now at Eventbrite, gates will be open at 4 p.m. with music starting at 5. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for K-Mud News.